Hello.
Hi, I'm calling for Delarum.
Yes?
Hey, I'm calling from the photo department. You ordered some photos through the internet.
Yes.
And I need to know the names of everyone in the photographs. You forgot to write those down. You forgot to type those into the order.
What do you mean?
Like all the people who are in all of the photographs. I need to know the
name. Why do you need that?
Because I'm going to lick them all. I'm going to lick them all alphabetically. So I'm going to need their last name first, and then their first name.
I don't want that.
So we'll start with the guy in the blue shirt. What's his name?
Okay, I'm not answering this.
No, you have to, or we're not going to do your pictures.
Okay, don't.
Well, I can't. I want to be able to lick these people.
Go away.
No!
Hello?
Hey, this guy in the blue shirt, he looks like a William. Is his name William?
What guy in the blue shirt?
In one of your photographs. He's in the very first picture. He's wearing a blue shirt. He has dark hair. I don't want to lick...
It's 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
On a Saturday.
Right.
I'm sleeping.
It's 9:30.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
Oh, well, that's dumb. It quit being a deadbeat. What did you do, stay up drinking last night?
Okay, I'm pretty sure what a department person wouldn't talk to anyone like this.
I just want to lick the people in your photos. Is that so weird?
Yes, it is.
I don't think it's that weird. We do this all the time. I'm going to lick everyone. Then I'm going to give them a kiss. But I want to know their names, so it's more...
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy?
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for August 31st, 2016. And holy crap, I just realized as I looked at my calendar that tomorrow is the first day of Ding Timber. I thought I had a few days left still. Holy crap. Anyway, today's show is sponsored by Pat D. It'll be Pat D's fault if I make any girls cry today. So don't blame me if that happens. It's all Pat D's fault. Anyway, yeah, Ding Timber, you guys. It's one day away. And I have not done the thing I need to do to get started with Ding Timber. For those of you who don't know, every year in September, we call it Ding Timber because listeners like you, they put notes on random cars in their cities. And the notes say, sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call, here's my phone number, you know, it lists the phone number, and then they sign the name Roy, and that causes people to call my voicemail, and I call them back, and hilarity ensues. It's really great, sometimes. And that starts tomorrow, officially, and there's a phone number I need to give you guys, but the thing is, I don't want to use the phone number that I've been using for the past 5 or 6 years, or whenever we started the whole carding thing. I need to pay Google Voice $10 so that they will change my phone number so that carding recipients, they won't Google the phone number and then find my website. And I've always done the best I can to keep the phone number off of my website or wherever else, but it always turns up somewhere. And I blame all of you. Anyway, so here's the deal. If you want to go ahead and start leaving carding notes and use the phone number that we used last year, the 425 phone number, that's fine. Go ahead, do it. I promise I will get the calls if they call me. Because when you change your number with Google Voice, it lets you keep your old number for 30 days. So you can, you know, let everyone know that your number changed and you won't miss any calls. It's a very nice thing that Google Voice does for us. And later tonight, when I have some time, I will go ahead and change that phone number to a different phone number. And then on the next show, which will be this week, I'm sure I'll do another show this week, I will announce what the new number is and you guys can start leaving notes. But go ahead and start leaving notes right now if you want to. It's fine. I haven't checked the voicemail since last year, so maybe some people have left notes already. I don't know. I guess I'll find out in a day or two when I start checking the voicemail. Today should be a fun show. I'm not sure if it's going to be, but if it is, you are required to support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Either one of those sites lets you sign up for a small monthly fee. And if you sign up for at least $5 a month, you get access to some secret shows occasionally and video of the shows sometimes when there is a video, usually on the live shows. Not on today's show, though. I'm not going to go live today. I'm just going to do some pre-recorded stuff. A high-quality podcast feed, because that's really important with phone calls. But the most important thing is that you're supporting the Snowplow Show and the Phone Losers of America, and that will hopefully keep more things happening around here. But make sure you only support the show if today's show is funny. Like, don't do it now, wait until the show's over. Because if the show sucks, then fuck this show, right? Not gonna support this. Anyway, let's do some pranks. What I have today is a submission from Jasper Flax. He says, I've spent some time scouring the interwebs to try and get more lists that you can use for your roofing calls, which means these are lists that have home addresses and work phone numbers or cell phone numbers. He says, I found a few good ones, I'm attaching them, and I can't wait to hear how it goes. And I'll probably only get to one of these today, because each one of these lists is pretty long. The first one is one of those women business people directories, and it's from 2013. It's a very sexist organization. It doesn't let men into their organization, only women. And their organization has a really dumb name, and I wish I could tell you guys, but I'm not going to do it, because then there'd be a few listeners looking up the list and calling these people back for me. God, you guys are jerks. Anyway, Royco Roofing Calls. That's where I call someone at their work or on their cell. You know, I just call someone who's not at home. And I pretend to be with a construction company that is doing roofing work or some other kind of crazy work on their house. And we've had good luck with this before, and then there's also been shows where I've tried it and it just doesn't work out at all. So I guess I'm just going to start calling some of these people and seeing how it goes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, did two people answer?
Yes.
Oh.
Who is this?
That was weird. Oh, this is James from Royco Roofing.
And I roofed out about 2 years ago.
What? No, we're doing your roof today. We're at your house.
No, you're not doing my roof today.
You have the wrong number,
who is
James.
Who is that you're calling?
Okay, I'm at 15 Drive. We've had a work order for 2 weeks now. We just started today.
No.
Wait,
don't do anything. You have no order from us.
Okay, well, we can leave. It's just we've already taken the roof off. We just ran into...
No, you have not.
I have not.
Yeah,
who is this?
Look, for one thing, can you tell one of you need to shut the fuck up? Because I don't need to be just having two people talk at me like this. It's weird.
Hey, what kind of language are you, idiot?
I'm sorry, what? It's hard to hear you.
I said, what kind of language are you using, idiot?
I've got your phone number. I will be calling you back.
Good, call me back. I'm just calling
Thank
to tell you,
you
about a problem
Thank
with your
you.
Roof, you fucking idiot.
Hey, screw off. Wait a second. Get that number.
You guys need to learn how to use a phone. You don't have two people pick up the phone, you stupid
shut
idiots.
Shut up.
No, you shut up. You shut up, you idiot.
Okay. We'll be calling your company. Thank
I
you.
I hope you do, and I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna put ugly shingles on your roof. All right, that didn't go well. And what the hell? Like right from the very beginning, they both said hello at the same time. Don't they know how phones work?
Hello, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. This is Dave from Royco Construction.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're working on your roof today. We got started today. And we ran into kind of a problem.
This might be the wrong number.
Oh, I didn't reach Kim?
This is Kim, but what roof?
We're on Parkway.
Yeah, number 64?
Yeah, 64. We're taking off your roof today. Well, I mean, we've taken off
You're
your
taking
roof.
Taking it off?
Yeah, we removed your roof. We're going to put new shingles on it.
Who's paying for it?
I would assume you are. I mean, it's got, you're the one that ordered the new roof, right?
No, I don't know anything about this.
Oh, well, it has your name and address on it.
Who's it from, Waco?
Royco.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, should we not complete the work then? Should we just kind of leave it and I mean, you're going to pay.
What have you done?
Well, we took off the entire roof.
You got the wrong person. I don't remember that. And nothing like this.
Yeah.
No one ever called me. I have no confirmation of anything.
Oh, well, we have your signature here on the work order form. Did somebody else sign this for you?
I didn't sign anything. It's not my signature.
Well, it says Kim on here. It has your full name.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about, frankly.
You don't know what a roof is?
I'm in my office. I know nothing about a roof being redone.
Oh, maybe you're, did you have a husband or something? Maybe do this as a surprise or parents, maybe? I don't know.
No. No, that's where we live. Something's wrong.
Okay, well.
I don't know anything about it.
We already took all the shingles off and all the plywood, and we're going to start removing, the boards that hold all that stuff up next.
I got to see what you're doing. I have no idea who did this, because I authorized nothing, and I didn't sign anything.
Uh-huh. Well, it was, we ran into a problem with the plywood underneath. There was a lot of rotting plywood underneath, so we had to take all that out.
You know what? I don't know what you're doing there, but you got to put everything back together. I did not authorize anything here.
We can't just put the old shingles back on. That'd be weird.
But you have the wrong person.
Well, no, you said you're Kim.
I need to see the document that I signed, that you have my signature on, because I didn't sign anything.
Okay, well, I don't know. One of our workmen, though, he fell into a hole on the roof, in the roof, and he fell into your attic.
We don't have an attic.
Well, you know the part above the living area, just, you know, the inside the roof, there's all that space.
No, it's not. Something's going on. You're wrong here.
What do you mean, no, it's not? There is two space in there. I'm looking at it.
You got the wrong person. I'm sorry.
No, you told me that you're Kim and that you live at that address, so I know I have the right person.
Look it, buddy. I don't know who you are, but I have never signed anything for that roof.
Hey, I'm not your buddy, Chief. I'm just trying to do my job here. Oh, she hung up. And she's making me think I really need to look at her address on Street View so I can see if there's really a slant in her roof, because she seems to think there isn't. And of course there is. You know, there's a little bit of a slant. It's a small slant, but it's there. Plenty of room for one of my workmen to have fallen through a hole. Because this lady is too much of a hobo to have her roof replaced every 30 years, like a normal person. And she doesn't even understand that there's space inside of her roof, just empty space. She thinks that because she can't see it, it's just not there. She probably also does that thing where she puts a blanket over her head and that makes her think that she's invisible.
You have reached Kim. Please leave your name, number, and I will return your phone call. Our office number.
Now she's not answering. That's it. You know what? Fuck it. I'm taking my crew and I'm going home. Kim can just not have a roof anymore, for all I care. It's an early day for the rest of us. Doesn't have an attic. Why does she think her roof is slanted like that?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Terry?
Yes.
It's Dave from Royco Roofing. And we're doing your lawn today. And I just wanted to let you know we ran into kind of a problem.
Who is this?
This is Dave from Royco Construction.
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, I didn't reach Terry?
Yeah, this is Terry, but I don't know anything about Royco Construction.
Oh, yeah, we're doing work today on Drive. I've been here for about an hour. We're doing the lawn.
The lawn?
Yeah, we're putting asphalt on the lawn. It's for a parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Whoever. Who is this?
This is Dave from Royco Roofing. I just need to let you know we ran into kind of a problem.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know where the gas meter is, where the gas comes in?
I don't have any idea why you're putting asphalt anywhere.
Well, for a parking lot. We're covering the lawn with asphalt.
Who did you hire? Who hired you?
Well, you hired us. I'm with Royco Construction.
Who is this?
Why do you keep asking me that? Because I've told you several times now.
Well, because we did not hire anybody to do anything like that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. Maybe your husband signed up for this or something. Who was it? I don't know. It has your name on it. I don't know why you're giving me all this shit. I'm just trying to call and let you know about a problem.
Is your problem?
Well, I was trying to tell you.
You
interrupt me. You interrupted me.
What address do you have?
Drive.
Are you seriously at my house?
Yeah,
we did not order anything.
We've just pulled up the lawn. We didn't.
We have no lawn, sir. I don't know where you're at, but we do not have any lawn.
You do
so
too.
I think you're sadly mistaken.
I'm not talking about a grass lawn. I'm talking about we pulled up the stuff in the lawn and we dug down about 3 inches and we're going to pour asphalt into it.
Into where? Why?
For a parking lot.
Oh my God.
What is wrong with you? Jesus.
Who is this?
Oh, how many more times do you want me to tell you who I am and what company I'm from? You're just going to keep asking over and over and over. You need to clean out your fucking ears, lady.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Oh, it seemed like I explained it pretty clearly. We're at your house. We're putting asphalt where your lawn used to be.
We don't have any lawn.
Okay. The area around your house, even though it's not a lawn, that's where we're putting the asphalt.
And who hired you?
I'm sorry I keep calling it a lawn. I must be an idiot. And you hired us. Your name's on this work order form. It's your signature. Maybe you were...
I did not order anything. Is this like some sort of a joke?
No, it's not a joke. And we've started the work, so you have to pay for it.
Being rude to me, he's swearing at me.
Who are you tattling on me to?
What company do you work for?
Royco Construction. Who the fuck is this?
He says he's at my house.
What address are you at?
I've already explained all this to Terry, and I don't even know who the fuck you are. You're not even on the work order form, so I can't talk to you. Is this some sort of a scam? Are you guys trying to scam us?
No, it sounds like you're going to scam us. I don't know if we hired you, you would think that you would treat us with a little bit more respect if you were a company.
Well, she's giving me shit. She's giving me nothing but shit. I've just tried to explain a simple problem to her,
right,
with the asphalt, and she's not even let me talk.
Right. Well, I'm listening to you, but...
So, what is your problem?
Oh, I've tried to tell you a couple times now, and you just interrupt me and won't let me finish. So whatever, I'm just gonna finish. I'm just gonna do it how I want, and if you don't like it, that's too bad.
I think you're trespassing right now.
I'm not trespassing because I have a work order here and it has your signature.
I did not sign anything.
And you better pay for it when I'm finished.
I get it.
Okay. I don't know why you think this is a scam or something. What kind of scam would this be where you sign a work order form and we come and do the work that you asked us to do?
And what's your boss's name?
Oh, I don't have a boss. I'm an independent contractor, motherfucker.
You're an independent contractor?
Yeah, motherfucker. Forgot that part.
So, and I signed a work order, that's what you're saying?
Yeah. Why do you keep making me repeat everything now? Are you trying to record the call, since this is such a scam?
Okay, and you're an independent contractor, and your name is?
I'm not telling you my name again. I've told you so many times now, I'm so sick of telling you my name.
Okay. He says he's pouring asphalt in our lawn, tearing our lawn up and doing asphalt. But we don't have a lawn, so I don't know how the hell he's going to...
Oh, my God. Here you go again with the lawn thing.
Isn't that the first thing that you told me, that you were tearing up my lawn and putting asphalt in?
Yeah, you ordered us to.
When was the order taken?
3 weeks ago. Holy shit, you guys. I'm looking at their house on Street View, and they don't have a lawn, I don't think. It's just like dirt and gravel and some bushes and a flat roof. Holy shit, I couldn't have even done the roof thing. But I definitely picked the wrong place to say I pulled up their lawn, because there really isn't a lawn. It's all just concrete.
Hi, this is Ann.
Oh, hey, Ann. This is Dave from the Royco Construction.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know that we've run into a problem with your roof. We're doing your roof today. We finally got started.
I hope you're not doing my roof today.
Oh, yeah. We
I don't know who you are.
Oh, this is Roy from Royco Roofing.
Who do you think you're calling?
I thought I was calling Ann. Is Ann available?
Tell me what you're doing on my roof. I'm not knowing anything.
Oh, we've just taken all the shingles off.
What?
We took all the shingles off your roof.
At what address?
Looks like 330 Drive.
Oh, and I'm the old owner. You just gave me a heart attack.
Oh, crap. Well, I don't know. Why did you order for these people's roof to be taken off, then, if you don't live there anymore?
I didn't.
Well, it has your name on it and your signature.
What?
It says Ann Ewan, and we're putting on a new roof today.
Have you talked at all with the owners of the house?
Well, whoever came into our office, they said you were the owner. I don't know.
You're doing this at 3 Drive?
Yeah. They said their name was Ann. They filled out a work order. And I don't know. Are they trying to scam us out of a roof or something?
We sold that house 6 months ago, and we put a new roof on it 2 years ago.
Oh, I thought this roof looked kind of new.
This is a mess. Yeah, I didn't do this.
Okay, well, you have to pay for it because your name's on it, so you have to pay for it.
No, sir.
Well, so somebody's got to pay for it.
I've been out of town for 2 months. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to pay for it, and your name's on it, so...
Somebody forged it.
I don't know. Looks pretty close to your signature.
It's a scam. Sorry.
Crap.
No, I have no... It's
Crap.
Not my house.
We got totally scammed here. Shit. Shit, fuck.
I'm really sorry. Call the Attorney General's office.
Hey, don't tell me who to call, woman.
Excuse me, don't get nasty with me. I am not involved in this either. I'm a victim also.
Well, no, I think you're one of the scamsters. Like, why else would your name be on this?
No, I have no idea, sir. But there's no reason I would be doing this. It's not my house.
Did you just get angry with the new buyers because you didn't get enough for the house?
No, sir.
So you're just trying to cause trouble for them?
No, I didn't.
Well, I think
it's a very happy transaction.
It's a very nasty trick to play on a new homeowner. And I don't think you should have done this.
I think you're the scammer.
How would I be a scammer?
With this change in tone. Trying to extort money out of me. I'm going to report your number to the Attorney General.
Oh, I hope you do. I don't even know if that one's worth keeping. You know, I just noticed on this list that, you know, it's like a women in business type of list, and it has the name of their business and their name and their mobile number, their home address, and, you know, a brief description of what they do and everything. But then, like, right next to their name, it has in parentheses their husband's names, which, I don't know, that seems a little weird to me. Like, why would they put their husband's name in there when they have nothing to do with these businesses? These are like serious businesswomen. Like, they're CEOs and... Some of them are doctors, loan officers, here's one for a bank. So these are actual professional women, but for some reason they put their husband's name next to their name. Like, here's the name of my owner. If I get out of hand, just call Bill. He'll take care of everything because he's the man. It's very strange. I feel like I should stop referring to these women by their name and just be like, hello, is this Bill's wife? Because it's on the list. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Bill's wife isn't home. Let's try Jim's wife instead. She works at a mortgage company. Isn't that cute?
This is Judy.
Oh, hey, Judy. This must be Jim's wife.
Yes.
Oh, hey there. This is Roy from Royco Construction. I just needed to let Jim know that we're having a problem because we're doing the roof today at your house.
Okay.
And there's some rotting plywood, and three of my workers fell through into the attic space.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a mess.
Oh my God!
But we're still keeping on. We're just trucking along, taking these shingles off your house, throwing them in the yard.
Okay, we don't have shingles though.
Well, you know what I mean by shingles, the things on the roof, whatever they're called.
Okay.
If you want to be fancy and call them whatever you rich people call them, that's fine.
I mean,
whatever.
You're on our foam roof.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep, we're up there.
We're
taking the whole thing down today.
You are?
Yep, taking it all off. We're going to replace it with just regular shingles.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me call Jim at work.
Yep. You gotta ask the husband because he's the one in charge. I don't know why you put your number on here. I mean, come on, if I wanted a sandwich. But, I just need to talk about this roof problem and This is some rotting wood. We're just going to have to replace a little bit of plywood underneath.
Okay. Let me call him, and I'll give him your number and have him call you right back.
Oh, can't I just call him?
Yeah. His phone number is 6... hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It's horrible, but, you know, I don't have it memorized.
Oh, my
it's
God.
In my phone. I just hit it on my phone. Hold on 1 second.
Women. Okay.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, just knock that wall down, too. The wall's in the way. The wall's got to go. Just take the whole east wall out. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
631.
Okay, that's perfect. I'll call Jim. I'll call the man in charge.
Okay. Cool, thank you.
Hey, is this lawn important?
The lawn, yes.
Never mind, then.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie baby. Hot tits. All right, let me call Jim before Judy calls him.
Your call is being forwarded to a ShoreTel voicemail system.
Ah, damn you, ShoreTel.
Your call is being forwarded to a ShoreTel voicemail system.
Jim's not going to answer. Damn you, Jim's wife, for giving me a phone number that doesn't even answer. You guys must think I'm so sexist all the time. I swear I'm not. It's Carlito's fault. You know, I've been listening to Carlito's show for years and years now, and he's always incredibly sexist, and it's kind of funny, and he calls girls honey and baby, and says terrible things about them being in the kitchen and stuff. And I swear, it's Carlito's fault. I'm just copying Carlito, doing what Carlito does. So don't blame me for the sexism. Blame Carlito. If you're a woman listening to this show in your kitchen, be sure to visit madhouselive.com. And send Carlito a very nasty email from there telling him you do not appreciate it at all. Anyway, let's call Ken's wife. See if Ken's wife is around.
Hello?
Hello, Shannon?
Hello?
Shannon?
Yes.
Hey, Shannon. It's Roy from Royco Construction.
Hi.
Hi, we're doing that work on your house today and we ran into a problem.
Now, what kind of construction? Have you got the right number?
Yeah, we were building a wine cellar onto the bottom part of the house.
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, you don't live on East Drive.
Right.
Yeah, we've started digging already. We ran into a kind of a problem. The city, when they came out and labeled the gas line, they put it in the wrong spot.
You've got the wrong number. We're not doing anything with a wine, any kind of construction.
Well, you don't have to use it as a wine cellar. You could just use it for storage or something, you know, whatever. You don't have to put wine in there.
What? But we haven't. Now, what company are you with?
Royco Construction.
Never heard of you.
Well, you signed a work order with us. It has your name on it.
My name?
Yeah, your name. You and Ken. It has both your signatures. And we're just
for a wine cellar.
Yeah, we're just digging up the backyard, and we ran into a problem though. That's why I'm calling.
Well, no, we don't even. I have no idea what you're talking about. You're going to have to call my husband.
Of course, I will.
When was that signed?
Looks like 3 weeks ago. And
we've been out of town for a month.
We got your signature. We got the blueprints approved and everything. And,
no, I have no idea. We have not even been in town for a month.
Yeah, we're just digging a basement underneath your house is all. But we ran into a problem.
You're not even allowed to do that in our area.
What? Oh, well, why would you order it then? I mean, that's on you.
We didn't order it. I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me get your name and number here. Let me put the recording on here.
We've got... Oh, don't record me. I don't give you permission to record. That's against the law.
Well, I am going to record you because I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're in a two-party state, ma'am. So if you record me, that you're breaking federal law. State law and federal law.
Well, I'm going to break it then because I've got to have my husband hear
this.
Well,
it's not admissible in court, ma'am, this recording you're making.
I don't care about court. I don't know. I have no idea who you're talking about.
I've got you on recording now.
What do you think my last name is?
I've got you on recording now saying you don't care about court.
Good.
Your last name is...
Okay. And what is my address?
It's 30. And I don't see why you're giving me shit, because I'm just trying to let you know that there's a problem. We've already dug up half the yard, and we ran into a problem.
You haven't dug up half my yard.
Okay, I'm exaggerating. We dug up, like, all this area near the back. like alongside the house.
How did you even get in? How did you even get in? We've been gone for over a month.
We have trucks. What, you haven't even been home since you've been back?
No, no.
That's
weird. We have been gone since August 1st.
Where are you at?
We're out of state right now.
Which state?
Well, I'm not telling you which state.
What are you doing? Who are you seeing?
Now, give me your name again.
My name is Roy from Royco Construction.
From Royco Construction?
Yup.
Okay.
Maybe Ken ordered all this as a surprise. He's probably thought you could have a surprise wine cellar, and I'm sorry for spoiling the surprise. I'm really sorry.
And I'm going to have him call you back on this number.
Okay.
Okay?
Go ahead. Do it. See if I care. Whatever.
Well, you know, how'd you get our number and everything?
Well, I'm just trying to do
my
job.
How did we get... Huh?
I'm just trying to do my... Oh, well, your number is on the work order form and the contract that you signed.
This number that you just called?
Yeah, this number, and it's got a couple numbers here. I don't know. It's just you signed...
Give me the other number.
Oh, I don't have to, because you could be an identity thief trying to steal these people's information. I don't know what's going on.
You called me.
Yeah,
you called me.
You may have stolen their cell phone.
How can I be an identity thief when you called me?
What if you stole their cell phone?
Well, I just don't even understand. Can you send me a picture of the backyard?
Yeah, I guess so. I could do that. Sure, why not?
Okay.
I don't think you're going to be happy with it. It doesn't look good because of the problem that I never got to tell you about.
Well, number one, you have to have... Nobody can do that in our area.
Well, we're doing it. We've started... I don't see why you're saying we can't.
Well, because it's not allowed. RCCNRs won't allow that.
Well, you're in trouble then, because nobody told us that. You shouldn't have signed a paper here telling us to do this work.
I didn't sign the paper. I didn't sign any paper.
And then you're just conveniently out of town for the whole thing. This sounds like some sort of a scam.
Yeah, I think you're in it. All right, thanks.
Well, I think you're the one scamming me. Oh, she's gone. By the way, that's another thing that I steal from Carlito all the time. When somebody says that they're not there, they're not at a certain place, I say, well, where are you? What are you doing? I'm not completely sure, but I'm pretty sure I stole that from Carlito. So I'm sorry, Carlito, for always stealing from you. Please don't hate me. And as per our agreement, every time I steal one of your bits, I'm going to tell everyone to go to madhouselive.com and listen to your show. By the way, Carlito did a show this past week, and I think he did one last week. It's almost as if Carlito is back or something. I don't know if he put it up on his website. Let's go to his website right now and take a look, because I haven't heard it yet. I wasn't around. I think it was on Saturday or maybe Sunday or Friday. I don't know. Nope, it's not up there yet. The last thing is from November of 2015. I am sure it'll make it up there eventually, though. I think it's time to call Spencer's wife now. Hopefully Spencer's wife will allow me to explain my problem before she calls me a scammer.
Hello,
Edith?
Yes.
Hey, Edith, it's Roy from Royco Construction. We're doing that work on your house today, and we ran into kind of a problem.
You did work on my house.
Yeah, well, we're doing work on your house. We're doing, just replacing the north wall. But we ran into kind of a problem.
I don't have anybody doing any work at my house.
Whoa, don't yell at me. Jesus.
Are you the sprinkler? I know, I'm not. Are you the sprinkler guy?
No, I'm with Royco Construction. We're replacing the back wall today.
Royco Construction.
Yeah, we're replacing the wall, but we ran into a problem, so I just needed to let you know about it.
And what address are you working on?
Because
there's nobody at my house except my husband. I just left.
48.
That's correct. You're working on the north.
Well, we're working on the back wall. We're taking the back wall down. We're taking it off of the house.
The fence?
No, the wall, the house. The wall on the back of the house.
There's nobody at my house. I just left there, except my husband.
Oh, so your husband's a nobody?
I guess so.
Wow. What a great marriage.
He's a nobody, but nobody's working on my house.
So your husband's working on your house?
My husband is at my house right now, yes.
Well, you said nobody's working. Okay, never mind. Anyway, well, we're in the back of the house. Were you in the back of the house? Because we're back there. We're getting ready to just pull the whole wall down. We're putting some metal pieces in it. We're just going to drag it off the back of the house with a tractor.
Who is this?
My name is Roy from Roy Co. Construction.
You are for real, correct?
Well, yeah, of course. What do you mean by that?
Because there's nobody at my house. Like I said, there's no work going on at my house.
Well, you don't have to yell at me, man.
Very confused.
You don't need to yell at me.
I'm sorry.
I'm a human, too.
I'm sorry.
Jesus fucking Christ.
There's nobody. I don't understand what you're saying. There was nobody working on any walls, and I left my house. My husband was there.
I see. Well, we have a work order here.
Cell phone.
We have a work order and a contract and everything, and we just ran to you probably didn't see us because there was kind of a sinkhole when we were working back here by the wall, and it swallowed.
This is my house? This is at my house?
Yeah, it swallowed some of our equipment, so we're not going to be able to finish today is what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I'm going to call my husband because...
Yeah, tell him not to go...
Husband.
Tell him to stay away from the back of the house because of the sinkhole.
You're on the north side of my house.
Well, the back side. You know, the back wall, the backyard.
In my backyard?
Yeah.
In my backyard?
Yeah. Yep, we're back there, but it looks like our Caterpillar truck. That's the one. It sunk into the sinkhole that's in your backyard. I guess there was just too much weight, and it just, you know, just, the yard just swallowed it up. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I was in my... go outside. My husband was out there before I left.
Well, maybe it was a surprise. Maybe he didn't want you to know about it. We're just removing the back wall off of the house. That's all.
Just a minute. My sister has my husband out.
What? Your sister's doing something with your husband? I knew it was a bad...
Yeah, I just had her call.
I knew it was a bad marriage. Yeah, tell him to come out in the backyard and to bring a rope. Because we need some help getting out of this.
He said he's in the backyard.
And to bring a rope. Tell him to bring a rope.
Is there anybody back there?
Well, he's not going to see us. We're in a sinkhole.
Oh, there's nobody in our backyard.
No, he's not going to see us. We're in a sinkhole, ma'am.
There is no sinkhole. Is there a sinkhole back there?
Hey, can you tell that lady in the back? Never mind.
No, there's nobody there. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know who you're talking to.
They're looking in the wrong place or something, because I'm telling you.
Or you have the wrong address. Goodbye.
Ask your dumb sister, ask her to check the address on the front of her house.
The address in front of her house. You just asked...
No.
You just said my house was, which is correct.
Well, tell her to make sure she's at the right house. Tell her to make sure it says four.
I'm not, you know what? I'm hanging up now because you've got this all screwed up. Goodbye.
No, you've got it screwed up. We're trapped in a sinkhole. Okay, she's gone. Well, I hope if a construction worker ever does get trapped in a sinkhole, they don't call her because she's not going to believe them.
This is Jean Ann.
Hello, Jean Ann.
Uh-huh.
This is Roy from Roy Co. Construction. We're doing that work on your house today, and we ran into kind of a small problem.
Okay, I think you've got the wrong number.
Oh, I didn't reach Jean Ann?
This is Jean Ann. Who are you?
Yeah, that's the one, Jean Ann and Joseph on Drive. Yeah, we're doing work in the backyard today, and it turns out there's a sinkhole. I guess our
there's a sinkhole in my backyard.
Yeah, there. I guess our trucks were too heavy to be back here. Maybe we shouldn't have brought all four of them back here at once.
Okay, but I'm not having any work done in my backyard today.
Well, not now because the trucks are all in the ground. You know what can we do? We're gonna have to get a tow truck. I don't even know how to get them out of here. It's crazy.
Who are you with?
I'm with Roy Co. Construction.
Okay, but I think you. We were not having any work done in our backyard this morning.
We have the contract right here in the work order. We're supposed to remove the back wall off of your house.
What address are you at?
20 Drive. But anyway, we were trying to hook all that up and make it all happen, but our trucks just kind of fell into the sinkhole. And we're actually trapped down here now. And it turns out there's an intricate network of tunnels and caves and stuff down here? Underneath your house? Like, we're currently underneath the basement.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Or under
not
where
in
the,
my house.
No, we really are. I gave you the right address, right? It's the right person. You signed the contract.
Well, no, I did not sign a contract for any yard work to be done in my backyard.
Okay. Well, anyway, the good news is that you have this giant cave thing underneath your house, so you get lots more square footage. And that's a good thing. But the problem is that it goes on for quite a while. Like, we drove the tractor thing, you know, quite a ways, like over a mile in this tunnel down here. And it just never seems to end. It just goes on forever.
Okay.
So I don't know if you'll be the owner of all of the square footage down here, since the entrance is in your backyard now. Just not too sure anymore. You know?
Okay, well, what do you want me to do?
I'm just... I noticed you haven't apologized yet for breaking my equipment.
Breaking your appointment.
Equipment. You know, the equipment, it's all trashed because it fell into the sinkhole in your backyard.
Okay. Well, I think you, this is some sort of a gag or something, because I'm not having any work done in my backyard.
A gag? What the fuck is a gag? Are you from the 1970s or something?
Well, who is this?
My name is Roy from Royston Construction.
Okay, well, I'm not having any work done in my backyard. There's not a sinkhole.
Not anymore.
In my backyard.
Nope, not anymore. Well, yeah, there was a sinkhole. We're in it. We're stuck in it. Well, I wouldn't say stuck. You know, we have rope and everything, so everything's fine. You don't have to worry.
Okay, well, I'm not having any work done in my backyard.
I know you're not, because the tractors are stuck in the sinkhole. Stupid. Durr. Okay, maybe this whole sinkhole thing isn't a great idea. Doesn't sound very believable. So let's move on to the next person. The next person is Pat. Pat wants to be just like Miley Cyrus because she got the short haircut, you know, from her tour a few years ago. I think my call should involve something with a wrecking ball so she can relate.
This is Pat.
Hey, Pat. This is Roy from Royco Construction.
Hey.
Hey, we're just doing that work on your house today, and we ran into kind of a small problem.
You're doing work on one of my houses today?
Well, we're doing work on the B-Lane.
What kind of construction are you doing on my house?
We're doing the roof right now. We're taking the roof off.
You've been an oppie.
Well, no, we have...
Okay, well, hang on 1 second. What company are you with?
Royco Construction. I already told you that.
Okay, and what are you doing to my roof? I'm in Maui.
Oh, we're taking it off. We're taking the whole roof off, and we're going to put a new one on. And we're also going to add a dormer onto the front.
I'm sorry, this makes no sense to me.
It does too make sense. It's like a new roof. People get new roofs all the time.
First of all, mm-hmm. Unless I have totally gone senile, I really don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, I've already told you what I'm talking about. It's just the work that we're doing. We ran into kind of a problem. That's why I'm calling to let you know.
What kind of a problem did you run into?
We accidentally, instead of bringing, we were supposed to bring like a crane to drop all the loads of shingles onto the top of the roof, you know?
Yeah.
To put the new ones up. And they accidentally brought in a wrecking ball. And guess what happened?
Well, if this is a joke, it's a really good one.
No, it's not a joke, ma'am.
Because you really did touch my house. I will sue your ass.
Oh, you're not going to sue shit, motherfucker. Don't threaten me. We have a contract right here that says we can take off the roof and put... Oh, she's gone. She sure got me on that one. She won that call. Man, pretty much everyone's on vacation. All of these women in business. Ladies in Maui. Oh, Jesus.
Hello?
Hello, Beverly?
Yes.
Hi, it's Steve from Royco Roofing.
Hi, from what roofing?
Royco Roofing. We're doing your house today, and we ran into a problem.
No, there's another problem, because I think you're calling the wrong person.
Oh, I didn't reach Beverly. I'm sorry. I must have got the wrong number.
No, no, wait a minute. My name is Beverly,
oh.
But my house is not getting roofed today.
Oh, you don't live at Lane?
Right, but I'm not called a roofer.
Oh, no, they didn't call. They came in and signed the contract and did the work order. And I don't know. It's just we ran into a problem with the roofing. It's not a big deal. I just needed to let you know we're going to have to spend a little bit of extra money on plywood.
You know what? Nobody is roofing my house.
Well, we are.
No, you're not.
We are, too. We've been here for almost an hour now.
Nobody, I have not called a roofer.
Well, yeah, nobody called. They came in. They came in person.
Who's they?
Well, you apparently.
No.
It has your name on this work order. Your full name and your signature.
Well, it wasn't me.
Okay. Well, so are you not authorized to approve a little bit more plywood on this?
I am not getting a roof on my house.
Okay, fine. We'll just leave the plywood as it is. It's not very strong, though. It's kind of weak. It's got some water damage up here.
What? What are you talking? Are you on the right house?
We're at...
Is there a car out front?
I don't know. I'm up on the roof. I'm kind of in the back right now. But I just needed to tell you about several problems. There's this other one.
Well, wait a minute.
This one co-worker of mine, Chad. What?
Wait a minute. Because I have not signed anything to get any roof done.
Well, I don't know. It's got your name on it.
So, I don't even know the company. What? Hang on. I'm going to write down your company name.
Okay.
Did you hold that thing? Hang on. I'm getting something to write with.
Okay.
What's the name of your company?
It's Roy Bob Construction.
Roy, I've never even heard of you.
No. Well, fuck you too then.
Well, you know, what is your name?
My name is Roy.
You are Roy.
Yeah, I'm one of the co-owners. And also, there's this other problem, like Chad, I told him to go down there and get some shingles and bring them up, like a big bundle of shingles. And he's such a jokester. He just jumps off the side of the roof and grabs your gutter as he's going down, and he like pulls the whole gutter and she hung up. Damn it. I didn't even get to tell her about Chad.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Juliet?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from Royco Construction. We're doing work on your house today, and we ran into kind of a kerfluffle.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
Okay.
First of all, what are you doing construction on my house for?
Oh, we're just taking the siding off. We're going to put new siding on.
Okay, well, that's interesting because I don't have siding on my house.
Well, you know what I mean. We're putting new siding on. We're putting vinyl siding on.
No.
Yeah, that's what the work order here says. We're supposed to.
No, this is a scam. We don't have... there's no way
to put siding on my house. Hey, your face is a scam. But no, I'm trying to tell you about a problem we're having.
No, thank you.
Yes, I am. I am so.
I'm going to call the police.
For
Would
what?
You like me to call the police?
Yeah, go ahead and call the police. Tell them someone, a workman called you.
What siding are you talking about?
The vinyl siding that we're going to put on your house, you idiot. I'm just trying to let you know
Why are you calling me an idiot?
Because you're threatening to call the police on me when you called to have your siding replaced. Or put on,
okay,
whatever.
We don't have siding.
Okay, smartass. We're putting siding on for you. Vinyl siding.
No.
Light blue.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? You're the one that asked for siding, and now you're giving me shit?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sorry.
You should be sorry. I'm glad you're apologizing, no. And you know that you're wrong.
Listen, let me tell you something. Who did you deal with to, quote, get the siding?
You. It says Juliet here on the work order form.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you once again for apologizing. I'm glad you're admitting that you're at fault.
It's unfortunate. Hold on a minute. It's unfortunate for you that you called the lawyer.
Oh,
so
shit.
So I will be calling the police.
Fuck.
With your number.
Crap.
Thanks.
No, wait. No, I didn't know I was calling a lawyer, ma'am. Please. Please. Damn it. Foiled again. And, oh, shit. I'm looking at this thing right now. She is a lawyer. She specializes in franchise law, business law, and commercial litigation. I am totally fucked. And what the hell with these people in this city? Like, they don't have lawns, they don't have shingles, they don't have attics, and now they don't have siding. What kind of hobo city is this?
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura. This is Roy from Royco Construction.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
Pretty good. We're just doing this work on your house today, and we ran into a small problem.
You're doing work on what house?
On your house on Montebello. You know, we're putting the siding on, the vinyl siding. And
putting vinyl siding on our house on Montebello?
Correct, yeah, the light blue color.
I don't think we ordered vinyl siding.
Oh, well, it has your name on it. You didn't sign a work order here to have your siding done?
We didn't sign a work order to have siding done on our house on Montebello.
I see, okay. Hmm.
I have an elderly aunt staying there who...
Well, it has your name, so I think you did it.
No. I have not ordered siding for my house.
Well, the problem is we're taking off the old stuff off the side of the house, and it turns out there's kind of like a hidden little area there that has a bunch of stuff in it, like personal belongings and money.
We will be right there.
You didn't sign. You said you didn't do this, so we get to keep all of the gold. You know, because you said you didn't even sign a contract, so we're keeping the gold.
What?
We're keeping the gold and the stock certificates that we found in your wall.
Okay, we're going to be right there to see what's going on.
No, you can just forget I called, because we've got to finish up what we're doing here. If you don't want siding, we'll just leave. We'll see ourselves out. I'm sorry.
Why don't you explain to me what you mean?
There's a hole in the wall, and from when we were taking parts of the wall off to put the siding up, and there's a bunch of old stuff in there. It looks like World War II, like Nazi coins, and
Which wall are you in?
Untold riches, the one on the side. So, but since you didn't sign a contract, I think we get to keep it.
Which side of the house are you on?
I'm a lawyer, so I know what I'm talking. The west, I believe.
So your name is what from Roy Cole?
No, I would be a who. I'm a person.
I know, but you gave me a name when you called, and what was your name?
Oh, my name is Roy.
Roy from Roy Cole.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're at my house, and
yep.
You're on the west wall?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know my directions. I don't have a fucking compass on me. What do you think I am, a Boy Scout? I'm just saying, though, that... What?
And you have blue siding to put on my house, and you have gold coins and stock certificates that you found when you removed the siding?
No, I brought those with me. But there is a large hole in the side of your house, and it's fine. We'll cover it up with the siding if you want it. But I brought these gold coins with me. From home. So yeah, it's no big deal. It's just a hole. We'll cover it up with plywood. No problem at all. You know. Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm very mixed up by what you're telling me.
Oh, no. I was just letting you know we found a small hole on the side of the wall. We're just going to go ahead and nail a board over that. No problem at all. I just thought
you... What are you nailing a board to?
I'm just going to nail it to the side of the house and then put siding over it. So, oh man, I'm gonna have to stop saying I'm with Royco, you guys, because I'm gonna have this giant army of professional women after me. Since when you type Royco Construction into Google, it comes up with my site. But look at that, there's actually real Royco Construction companies mixed in the results.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
This is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, this is Roy from Roy Bob Construction.
Hi, are you?
Pretty good. I just needed to let you know we ran into kind of a problem when we're doing this, because we're doing this work on your house today. And there's...
Wait, what house?
On... We're just putting the new siding up, and there's kind of a problem with one of the walls.
Wait,
so we had to
I don't have a house on...
Oh, no. Whose house is this, then?
I don't know.
Well, that's bizarre.
Yeah, I thought you were a furniture manufacturer that I know as RB, and so I thought, well, maybe I just didn't get the name right.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I can't help you with that.
Okay, we're probably at the wrong house. I'm going to pack up my shit and get out of here before they come home.
That's a good idea, but I don't know of any work you're supposed to be doing on a house of mine.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, oh my God. We got to get out of here. I got to go.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was nice.
This is Christy.
Oh, hey, Christy. This is Roy from Roy Bob Construction. And we're doing that work on your house today, and we ran into kind of a problem.
Where are you? I'm sorry.
I'm on. Which what?
Which job are you on?
Oh, I'm on road. We're putting the tunnel in.
Oh, you need to talk. And why aren't you calling Barry or Tony?
Well, I don't know. This is the number they left. You don't need to get an attitude with me. I'm just calling to let you know about a problem we have.
I'm not the person to talk to, though.
Okay.
I do the office stuff. So, hang on. Let me give you. I'm going to give the phone to Barry.
Is it because you're a woman? Okay, yeah. It's probably best.
Barry.
Hey, Barry. This is Roy from Roy Bob Construction.
Uh-huh.
And we just ran into a problem on this job we're doing today at your house with the tunnel.
With the what?
With the tunnel.
What tunnel?
We're doing construction in your backyard. Look, you know that swimming pool you used to have?
What's that?
You know the swimming pool you used to have?
No, I don't. Didn't used to have. I do have a swimming pool.
Oh, boy. Are you sitting down?
Why?
Well, we were digging the tunnel, and I guess we got up a little close to the pool, and it just kind of, the bottom caved in, and it flooded our tunnel.
What tunnel are you talking about?
We're digging a tunnel directly underneath your house.
For what?
A shortcut to get from one side to the other, but underground underneath.
Okay, so is this a joke of some kind or what?
Oh no, not at all. It's a mess here.
You want me to tell me the address where you are located?
2 Road.
Okay. Now, what's the tunnel for?
It's to get from one side to the other, one side of the property to the other.
And for what reason?
We thought the tunnel would go a little bit to the left of the pool, but it actually went straight underneath it, and it just part of it just caved right in and got a bunch of us wet. It was a mess. I lost my cell phone and the whole thing. So you are going to be responsible for the damages.
So what is the reason for the tunnel now?
To get from one side of the house to the other. That's going to be like an entrance.
For what reason?
And I don't know. You're the one that ordered it. You tell me.
I didn't order a tunnel.
Well, we have your... Well, actually, it says Christy's name on here.
Okay, I'll come right up there. I'm 10 minutes away. I'll come right up there.
Okay, well, no, we've got to clean up this mess here, and we don't need you over here just trying to tell us how to do our job. I'm just trying to let you know about the problem. Sir, hello? Did you hang up?
What's your name?
Hello?
Talk to this guy. So, consider the tunnel. One side of the main stage to the other. One side of the house to the other.
Hello, who is this?
Well, who the fuck is this? I don't know. I keep getting passed around. I'm a construction worker.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's the property that you're at.
Who are you? I don't know who you are. I'm supposed to talk to Christy.
You're supposed to talk to Christy.
Well, that's who's on the work order. Tough guy.
Okay, we're going up there right now, sir. We'll be there in a little
bit. Oh, I hope you do. I hope you do. Go ahead.
Thank you.
And someone's got to pay for my cell phone, because it got flooded and okay. Wow, I don't know who that guy was, but I got put on hold forever. He didn't tell me he's putting me on hold. I heard people talking in the background, and then all of a sudden he's there. Maybe it was his dad or something, because he sure took control of the situation. And by the way, on that one, I actually looked up the Google Maps aerial view to see what's on their property. You know, just to make sure that they actually have shingles and attics and siding and lawns and stuff. That one doesn't have a lawn either. Most of these people don't seem to have lawns.
Barbara?
Hello, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from Roy Bob Construction. And tree service.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know, we ran into a problem while we were chopping down the tree in your yard.
Okay.
There's a new guy on the job, and he didn't know how to chop it down properly, and it went right through the roof.
So, who are you calling? I didn't have somebody doing tree work.
Oh, no, I'm calling Barbara. We're over here on Avenue. Did I get the wrong person?
What street address are you at? And you went through my roof?
Well, it wasn't me. It was more like a giant tree branch while we were cutting down the big tree.
Is my husband home?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, he came...
Ring the door.
He came out and yelled at us for a minute, but then he just, like, slammed the door and went back in. So I don't know if he left or what. I think he's mad about the tree thing.
Well, I bet. I'm in the car driving for business. I don't know how you got my phone number.
Business, la-di-da. Well, it's here on the work order. It has your phone number and your name.
Well, la-di-da. Would you please ring the doorbell and take this up with him?
Oh, hey, don't tell me what to do. I'm just calling the number on the work order. Don't boss me around.
I don't have a copy of this work order.
I ain't your bitch. Well, we have a copy of it if you need us to send a copy. We can send it
would
over.
Would you put a copy in my mailbox, please?
Yeah, I'd rather deal with you through the mail anyway, because the way you're yelling at me and stuff...
I'm not yelling at you, but you just told me that you somebody has put a tree, so what are you going to do about it?
I'm just calling to apologize, that's all. Your insurance should cover it, though. It should be okay.
Well, but your insurance will cover it.
Oh, we don't even have insurance, ma'am. We're not licensed. We're only licensed for siding work in northern Alaska.
Is this a prank call?
No, of course not, but, like, part of it landed on your roof, and part of it landed on the next-door neighbor's roof, and, boy, are they pissed.
All right, well, if you would leave it in my mailbox rather than spending a stamp, I would appreciate it.
The tree branch? It's not going to fit in your mailbox, ma'am. This went through the roof.
The invoice, obviously.
Oh, the invoice. Oh. Well, I don't see why you're getting an attitude anyway, though. I don't see what the problem is. I don't see why you're yelling at me and acting like a jerk. I think I should just do trees for the rest of the show. Trees crashing through roofs. That sounds perfect. And holy crap, she la-di-da'd back at me, didn't she? I'm pretty sure I heard her repeat that to me.
Hi, this is Rosie.
Hey, Rosie, this is Steve from Royco Tree Service, and we have kind of a problem here with your tree that we're cutting down.
Okay, you're calling from where?
Royco Tree Service. We're chopping down the tree in your backyard, but we ran into kind of a...
I didn't know anything about that.
Oh, okay, I don't know. Maybe your husband ordered it. It has your name on it and this phone number.
Oh.
Anyway, the whole tree, like half the tree, just fell into the pool.
Okay, let me call my husband, because I didn't know anything about this. Hold on.
Is he home? Because we rang the doorbell, and nobody was home.
No, he's out in the other car. Hold on, okay?
I see. Okay, all right.
Did he call you this morning?
No, this is from several days ago. They filled out a work order form on the internet. They did it online. Anyway, so the tree fell into the pool, you know? Hello?
What address are you at?
15th Road.
Because I don't know anything about it.
I see.
Hold on.
Okay.
Can I call you right back?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, he just said he'll call me right back, so let me call you right back at the number that came up on my phone.
Okay, sure.
All right, and what's your name?
My name is Roy from Roy Bob Tree Service.
Okay, give me just a couple of minutes and I'll call you back.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
I don't know what I'm doing because she can't call me back. I'm actually calling from a Circle K phone number. But maybe I can give her a few minutes to talk to her husband, and then I can call her back and tell her how the tree punctured the bottom of the pool and all the water drained out, and that led to a tunnel. And oh my god, you guys won't believe what was in the tunnel. You know, instead of making phone calls, I should just sit here and just make up random shit for you guys. I'll just tell you guys what happened. At least my listeners, they'll let me finish my sentences. They won't keep interrupting me and calling me a scammer. Okay, it's been like 3 minutes. That should be plenty of time for her, right?
This is Rosie.
Oh, hey, Rosie. We just ran into another problem.
Okay.
Oh, the tree, I guess it was just too heavy for the pool, and it punctured the bottom, and it went right through. And then all the water drained out.
Okay.
But, oh my goodness, it's, I think there's a bunch of space down there. The tree went all the way through, and there's a really...
So who do we call?
A really deep hole. I don't know who to call about this. This is a bizarre event. It looks really deep. Like, I'm afraid to go near it now.
Okay, I wouldn't do that. Okay, he hasn't called me back, and I can't leave work. I'm the only one at work right now.
Okay, well, wait. Oh my gosh, water's coming back up into the pool. It's like refilling itself. I think we punctured some sort of a underground lake or something.
Okay, I don't even know who to call at this point.
Well, that's weird. The water is all red. Yeah, it's slowly filling up. No, I mean, it's quickly filling up.
Should I call the fire department?
Oh, no, I wouldn't call anyone. No, I think this is... Do you know any...
Well, if there's a hole and I need to call someone, who do I call?
Do you know any priests? This looks like blood. What? I didn't get to finish my story, see? She just hung up on me. You guys wouldn't hang up on me. You'd let me finish my story about hell coming through her swimming pool, or wherever that was going. Not really sure what I was doing.
Hello?
Hi, Ricardo?
No, this is not Ricardo.
Oh, who the fuck's this?
In regards to the tree, what tree fell in the pool?
Oh, no, I was calling Rosie back to let her know that we're just kidding around with her. We're from the radio station. This is Skippy from the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show. Rosie just got butt slammed. And they hung up. I'm sure I'll edit it all out of the podcast, but I was put on hold for several minutes and then they just hung up on me. But the good news is that they're not calling the fire department now. Because really, what's the fire department going to do about a bunch of escaped demons and stuff? This last lady, she is an apartment dweller. I don't know why she thinks she's a professional if she lives in an apartment. Professionals have...
Hello?
Hi, Julie? Julie?
Hello?
Can you
hear?
I can barely hear you. I'm calling from the village condominiums.
Uh-huh.
There's a small problem with your apartment unit today. We've had kind of a mishap here at the complex.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me okay? I can barely hear you. It seems like you're on speaker or something.
I am. Let me shift.
Shit? What?
Hello?
Oh, hey. It's Greg from the Villa condominiums.
Yeah. Hi, Greg.
Is this Julie?
It is.
Okay. We had kind of a mishap here today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Have you heard about the International Space Station? They put that new docking section on for SpaceX?
No.
Okay. Apparently, they didn't tighten up the bolts on it, and it fell off of the space station just as it was passing overhead, and it fell right into your apartment unit. The parking module for SpaceX?
Okay. Just my unit, and is this a crank?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, just straight into yours, a little bit of next door also. I think Elon Musk is going to have to pay for this. Or something.
Who is?
Elon Musk, he's the founder of SpaceX.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it fell straight onto your apartment building from the space station, and there's news crews out here, they want to talk to you apparently. Because you're the one that lives here, and, you know, they're in there filming all your stuff.
In my apartment?
Yeah, well, the apartment, it's got a big hole in the roof, because the docking module fell through it.
It fell through the third floor and the second floor, all the way to my first floor?
Yeah, all the way to the bottom. So their units are totally destroyed. Yours is fine, though. Yours just has the docking module sitting in the living room.
Oh, this has got to be a joke.
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid around about this. It's a mess here.
OMG. Oh, my God.
That's exactly what I said.
But it's unbelievable.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to need you to pay for the damages because the docking module, it's in your apartment, so belongs to you. So you're going to have to fix these units above you.
No.
Part of the one.
Okay. This is a joke.
What? Why are you joking? What are you talking about? What are you joking about?
I'm going to have to pay for something that fell into the complex?
Yeah, from space. It fell from space. I mean, it's...
Yeah, so why would I have to pay for this?
Because
this
it's...
totally absurd.
Well, it's basically, it's like an act of God, you know, and the your lease and everything.
Well, I don't own it. I just lease.
Oh,
have you called the owner? Have you called the owner of the condo?
Actually, the owner just texted me. They said Elon Musk isn't going to do anything, and Elon Musk is expecting you to pay for the docking module, too, space station.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, this is totally absurd, and...
I think so, too. I think Elon should pay for most of it, but you have to pay for your own damages to your unit, or you won't get your deposit back.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I am walking into a very important client meeting now.
Really? Who's the client?
Taylor.
What's he do?
What does that matter? Why?
I don't know. You brought it up, so I don't know. But are you just hoping he'll be a new customer, or is he an existing client?
Well, what does that have to do with? I'm telling you that I'm walking into a meeting. I cannot leave at this moment. I need to go into that meeting, acknowledge the situation, and make an exit.
Well, just don't mention the space station falling on your house to him, because he'll probably just think you're crazy.
Yeah, this sounds totally crazy.
I know. He'd probably just think it's some local radio station morning show just pranking you or something. We don't want him to think that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yep,
so
let
me call my landlord. So
okay.
I will do that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, honey baby.
Thank you.
Sweetie pie.
Really? Goodbye.
I could not speak after she said really like that. And I'm not even sure if she understands that I'm a radio station. So I think she's going to have a pretty interesting meeting right now. She's probably going to have a hard time concentrating. And damn it, I actually skipped several other people who lived in apartments on this list, because the list is so big that I just figured I'd skip the apartment building so I could be Royco Construction, but now I see that I made a mistake. But I don't care enough to go back and figure out which ones they were, because the list is over. The show, I guess, is basically done. So thanks for this list, Jasper Flax. It was a lot of fun. And Jasper sent me 4 different PDF files in this single email. So hopefully I will remember to do these other 3 that he sent me. Because they're all for the Royco roofing idea. You know, it's people's cell phone numbers and their home addresses, so I can contact them while they're busy working and away from the house. But maybe I'll do something different next time. I was thinking maybe I could call and pretend that I'm with the local city department and we're getting ready to chop down the tree in their yard or something. You know, after that last call, it seems like there's a lot of fun to be had with trees falling on people's stuff and accidentally poking holes in hell. You know how that happens when you chop down a tree sometimes and you don't do it right?
Holy shit, Brad. I just signed up for paperless billing from
Holy
Capital
shit.
One.
And you're living in the future.
She was reading through the warning, blah, 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 blah. And then she said, and you can get Braille statements. And just so you know, you can actually get Braille statements from Capital One. if you are a blind person in the United States of America.
That's good to know.
Just wanted to let you know, Cactus Cactus.
That's some good information for my blind listeners. You all need to get Capital One credit cards, ASAP, just so you can get the blind statement mailed to you. Because I'm sure that's more convenient than just going online.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
So I have a joke for you.
Big surprise.
And here's the joke.
All right.
Why are phones bad actors?
I don't know.
Because they always forget their lines. Isn't that funny? Okay, bye.
That was a good one. It's the best one you've ever told. I'm constantly blown away by your amazing jokes, Olga.
Hey, yo, I'm watching y'all's show. This shit's really funny.
Yay.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I Peace. Will.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
The Funk P. So this whole time, I thought your show was ironic. Now I feel like a total asshat. Thanks. Cactus Cactus.
You're welcome.
Hey, Roy. This is El Diablo, second time. Since I can't get the interview, I looked at your highest Patreon, which
Mr. Interview
$75
guy.
A month. You got 0 Patreons for that. So
big surprise.
I was going to sign up for it, but I have a real strong thing against Christianity. Could you just please remove anything related to it
there?
And then I'll go ahead and start a Patreon with you for $75 a month instead.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's all
I'll get
really
right
have
on
to say
that.
Other than love your show.
Aw, thank you.
All right, bye.
I will definitely get right on that. I'll erase all the Christianity from my site because there's so much of it.
Hey, Roy, recently reached out to you.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bad connection, sir.
I can't figure it out. Please, please, please take a video.
Can't figure out what? How to use your cell phone?
Dead serious. I've paid you $1.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that one. But I'm going to leave it in there, because that's actually the third message I've had today that's had some sort of audio issues. And if I don't play your voicemail, that could be the reason. Maybe you just have crazy audio issues, because I completely deleted those other two.
Hey, dear Brad, it's Corbin guy, of course.
Hey, Corbin.
So, giving a call, because it kind of crossed my mind.
You sound like
that,
you're in the woods.
I spend time dicking around on the TNI a little bit, and no one else is ever there.
Well, if you're talking about the conference line is completely gone. Or, I mean, it's still there, but nobody can really use it because there's a limit to how many people can call in at once now. Which kind of sucks, but I've been meaning to take the conference line out.
Excuse me. Yeah. I spend time dicking around on the TNI and no one else is bothering to do that.
Sucks to be
what
you.
What the hell, people? And you call yourself phone freaks. I'm always the only one in the goddamn conference room.
Yep.
F you, people.
It's
F
okay.
You.
It'll be gone soon enough.
F you. Every single listener. F you.
All right.
Get off your ass and
all right. I bet you
numbers.
That's the rest of the voicemails. I'm just yelling at the listeners for not being in the chat room. Thanks for calling, Corbin Guy.
Hi, Brad. Necro here. I saw the call you did about the Fifi, and I wanted to tell you about my mom, Sue, who goes by the name Susu, and how when she was little, she actually did get a Fifi at the library. She checked out a Little Lulu comic book and made a boo-boo when it got ate by the cockapoo Fifi.
What the hell?
And so Susu knew who was in doo-doo, so Susu took
Lulu. Am I on drugs?
And got a Fifi because of so many fees for Fifi eating Lulus, and it drove the librarians cuckoo. So to recap, Fifi made Susu cuckoo and in doo-doo for a Fifi for Lulu. Coochie, coochie, cuckoo,
okay.
Coochie, 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 cuckoo.
For the call, bye.
Hey, what's up, Brad? It's Justin.
Hey,
I was thinking about becoming
Justin.
A serious, like, Patreon contributor to your cause.
That'd
but
be nice.
I think I'm going to need, like, a PLA pack. Or something, because $5, like a month, that's how, $60 a year? I think I deserve coins. I think you need to make more coins. Okay.
Yeah, I'll make more coins.
Okay,
I
love you.
Gotta make more coins.
What's up, RVCP? It's your boy, Blue.
Hello.
For the prank calls that you do, so I was thinking, for Dingtember, you should call them up and then act like you are from a dealership trying to sell them a car. You hit their car because it sucked. So there's one idea. And then another idea is for the homeowners associations that you do, you should call up saying that you work with the homeowners association and that you're making your nightly rounds in the tunnels and you got stuck below someone's house. You should definitely do that one at the very least.
I like that.
All right, love your shows. Bye.
That's a good idea. I'll try to remember that one.
Yo, Brad. Quick question for you. For some reason, I was reminded of your drive-thru pranks from before. I happen to be a ham radio operator, and I do have a radio,
yep,
not unlike the one you used, that does transmit on those same frequencies. And before I go sit in a parking lot like a jackass, just freaking scanning through them, are there any, if you know, are there any fucking restaurants that use that old analog system, or is everybody pretty much moved over to digital?
I have no idea.
At this point in time. So,
no idea.
Look for a little guidance there, buddy. Yeah, I know all about the freaking coated squelch and stuff, too. So, let me know if you know, if you want to. Keep up the great work. Cactus, cactus.
I think it's been something like 5 years since I've even tried to go out and scan for drive-through frequencies, so I don't really know if they've all upgraded or not. I don't know what systems they're all using these days. I do notice that most of the drive-throughs I go through, they're wearing pretty high-tech looking headsets that actually have blue LEDs on them, so they're more advanced than Data from Star Trek. So I would assume that they have upgraded their systems to something that can't be messed with, but I really just don't know for sure, and I don't really have much motivation to go out and scan for drive-through frequencies. But there's got to be some of them out there that are still in the old system and you can screw with. So I'd definitely give it a try. It's a lot of fun to do. It's very illegal to get on the frequencies of fast food places and mess with the customers. You'll probably end up in jail, but it's totally worth it. And I would do it if I had a ham radio. I've never owned a ham radio before. I just use friends' ham radios to do that stuff with. So I'm sorry that I don't know. I wish I could answer your question, but I guess I can't. One thing I can suggest, though, that might be a little bit easier than going out and scanning for fast food frequencies is to just call your local fast food places. And you can say you're with the corporate office, or you can say you're with the FCC. I don't know if it's illegal to impersonate the FCC. I don't know. It's a federal organization, but I don't know. But just say, hey, I'm an authoritative voice on the phone, and I need you to look at your headset and give me the brand name and model number of your headset. And just get a model number or a serial number, or a FCC ID, or maybe it even has the frequencies listed on it. I've actually done this before to places, and they have to take the battery off of their walkie-talkie and look at the label underneath to get the model number and the frequencies. But just having the model number would be good enough, and I'm sure you could figure out the rest.
Hey, Brad, it's Ohio Guy here. Hey, I was thinking it's coming up around time to Thanksgiving, and I saw recently a show about the hobos, and I just wanted to give you an opportunity. I know in the past, I don't know now that there's no prank connection around. I'm not sure if you guys are going to do the prank giving, and if you're going to give money to a certain place, or you're going to try to raise awareness about a certain place. But I'm specifically trying to raise money right now for hobos in my area. I'm literally trying to raise money for the homeless in Youngstown, Ohio.
That's
and
nice.
I just want to put the word out there, if that's something that for Thanksgiving you guys might be interested in, everybody helping out the hobos. You can see more on how to donate on my Twitter account. It's AdventureRMMV. AdventureRMMV. So I don't know, maybe that's something you'll be interested in, maybe not. But if you this year you guys in the Pranksgiving want to help all the hobos, that's a way to do it, and it will legitimately help people out. So you can find out more on there. There's a link there to the donation. So,
okay.
All right, Roy. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, the whole Pranksgiving thing, that was more of a GAD organized event. And he put a lot of work into it, and you guys know me, I don't really like to put a lot of work into things, and plus, PCN is dead. I mean, it's supposed to be dead. I was told it was dead, even though people are still on it. So I'm gonna guess that Pranksgiving is probably not gonna happen this year, and probably there won't be a PCN fundraiser this year, since there's no PCN, and there's no Art of Phone Larking like there used to be. Unless GAD's planning to do something with the video show that we've been doing, The Calls of Mass Confusion. I just don't know. I think I'm the wrong person to ask, honestly, because I never was the organizer behind all of that stuff. That's something that good people do, and, you know, I'm not a good person. That was actually the last voicemail. I have zero voicemails left. Isn't that amazing? So that means that is the end of today's show. A big thanks once again to our sponsor, Pat D. Pat D is a supporter of the show, and you can be a supporter of the show too. Just go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. And sign up to keep the show going. Also, thanks to Jasper Flax for sending in the list of phone numbers to call today. It's because of Jasper Flax that I didn't do your prank request. So if you're pissed off about that, be sure to look up Jasper Flax and yell at him. Hey, remember when a guy named Ryan, I think I talked about this a couple shows ago, but he sent in the lyrics for a song that he wrote. It's a parody of Applause by Lady Gaga, and it's a song called Social Engineering. And he doesn't want to record the song, he just wanted to write the song, and he was hoping that I could record it or somebody else could record it. And I was saying that maybe we should have something somewhere so that we could all collaborate on stuff like this. Remember that? Remember? Do you remember? Well, here's my idea. I'm just going to take the lyrics that he sent me in this email, and I'm going to post them into the post on phonelosers.org for this episode of the Snowplow Show. I'm going to post all the lyrics there, and that'll pretty much be the end of it for me. If you guys want to record this song or do something weird with it or improve it or whatever you want to do, I am pasting the lyrics in the show notes, like after the show notes, if you're interested in doing that. So once again, thank you, Ryan, for writing this. If anyone else wants to do the same thing, then I will continue to do this. I'll just post the lyrics in the show notes area on phonelosers.org. Oh shit, I almost completely forgot. There was a final boss to today's show, and I called him. I set my caller ID to a Circle K that's local to all of those ladies that I called, so that after I pissed them off or weirded them out, they looked on their caller IDs and they're like, oh, it's Circle K fucking with me, you know, or they just called right back. And I completely forgot to post it, so I'm gonna do that right now. I'm gonna play that call that I made to the Circle K employee. It's not the best, but it's pretty amusing. And then after that, the show's over. Or maybe I'll play a song. I don't know. But anyway, bye, everyone. See you next time.
Circle K, may I help you?
Hi, this is Kevin from the Circle K corporate office.
I'm sorry, who?
I'm calling from the corporate office with Circle K. Is there a manager there?
This is manager.
Oh, okay. Well, we've been getting reports that someone there has been making prank phone calls from your number. To other people just around the city. Can you cut that out?
Yeah, somebody to keep calling me. Says, hey, who's calling from here?
No,
I don't know anybody calling from here.
Well, what have they said? Because they're telling me that you're making prank phone calls, and that's childish, and you better stop.
Yeah, that's why she says there's somebody calling from here. I said, I don't know who. Somebody used the phone, our phone, to use their home phone.
Well, what did they say?
So one woman call this morning, right now. It says, anybody call from you? So I don't think so. Anybody call from here?
Well, I think it was you. Or is there another employee there that could be making the phone calls?
Yeah, all the employees are making phone call here.
Oh, so it was you?
Not me. I say somebody from you, I will give to the customer the phone. They use their phone.
Oh, well, you can't let customers
use
the phone ever for any reason. I'm calling from the corporate office with Circle K.
Yeah, corporate office. Which department you are?
I'm in the corporate department, in the advertising. That's it. That's the ticket. Advertising.
What's your name again?
Morgan Roy Gerbel.
Okay, so what's your number, sir?
From the corporate office. It's on your caller ID.
What's your number?
I'm just letting you know, you better stop making prank calls.
I need to know what's your number over there.
Hey, listen, if you don't stop making prank calls, you're going to get fired.
I'm asking, you are making all your phone calls, so I need to know what's your name and phone number.
I already told you my name, but look, just stop.
I need a phone number. Stop. Give me a phone number.
Stop making prank calls, okay? It's very childish.
You are wrong people. You have to give a phone number so I can know corporate office. You know, Circle K corporate office?
No.
You know Circle K corporate, where is the located?
Well, no, you need to slow down. I can't understand when you talk like that.
I'm asking, you know, where is the location of our corporate office?
Yeah, I know exactly where it is, because I'm there. Durr.
I don't think so. You are making a scam call.
A cam call? What's a cam call? Oh, a scam call.
You know what is the department you call for?
It's not a scam call.
You don't know which department work for.
No, I told you which department.
What's your department?
I'm in the advertising department.
So how you got my phone number?
Because it's on the list here, and we keep getting complaints from various people that you're making prank calls. You better cut it out.
Hey.
You stop
it. Don't make a phone call here, okay? Don't call here.
Hey, you stop
call
calling.
Else, okay?
You stop calling everyone else, because it's not nice.
Yeah, you stop calling here, okay? Don't call here.
Oh, I'll call there all I want, because I'm with the corporate office.
No, you cannot call here, okay?
Oh, yes, I can, motherfucker.
Oh, now we all be like, I gotta look at my phone. It's the most important thing I think I ever have owned. Somebody could fall over. Yo, this dude is dying. And you be like, shh,
I'm in the middle of FaceTiming.
Sometimes I sit and wonder, are we really better off? All obsessed with the life, like a motherfucking moth. But then my phone goes ding, cause I'm all late for my job. I step into the world and get one look at the mob. Then I pull out my phone, cause everything looks hella boring. Check in with Clash of Clans, my clan is hella warring. Looking, reading, posting, tweeting, writing, searching, jamming. Yelping, laughing, flirting, shopping, playing, mapping, gramming. Stare into the screen.
Look at your phone.
It's everything you need.
Look at your
your phone.
So much better than a friend.
Look at your phone.
It's calling you again.
Look at your phone.
Haha, not like that kind of calling. Nobody uses their phone for talking. What you think, it's 1983? I love to use emotion, I be taking elevators. Got no love for talking, looks or shakes, or even smell your laters. Cause what did looking up at stars ever do for me? You know I'd rather spend my time playing with a Touch ID. And it's only inconvenient when you gotta use two hands. Luckily for me, they make them so they understand commands. I really like to show my phone directly to my face and be part of some future shit galactic super smartphone race. But my doctor didn't focus when I told him my idea, cause I think he was too busy buying curtains from IKEA. Now it ain't my game to call him out and be some sort of hater. Yo, I didn't even know he left until he tweeted later.
How do I get home?
Look at your phone.
There's a guy that I know.
Look at your phone.
Is it raining in Reno?
Look at your phone.
Who is Sonny Bono?
Look at your phone.
I gotta get away from all these things that aren't my phone. So I started walking past the destinations left unknown. Turns out you can survive without a home or clothes or bed, but bring a battery just so your phone is never left for dead. But then my phone ran out of things to show me and I cursed. So I asked it what's the biggest secret of the universe. It showed me windows into space and time you can't imagine, and let me slip inside its world. Oh shit, did that just happen? Oh my god, I can't believe I'm finally in the matrix as my phone begins distilling life and meaning into basics. This could fix the heavy global problems that exist, but it looks like irony is gonna make me fall off a cliff.
Look at your phone.
Siri, I need help.
Look at your phone.
Searching the web for help.
Look at your phone.
No, help, not kelp.
Look at your phone.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I think you're smoking a lot of weed because I don't think you were on my roof.